This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. From the 2023 Commodity Classic in Orlando, Craig Breckus is here. Craig is Region Head North America for UPL. Craig, great to see you.
Yeah, great to see you too. Thank you.
So I did not fly through Denver on my way to Orlando, but last time I was through Denver, it was a bit cooler than it is in Florida today.
Yeah. I mean, we've actually had quite a cool winter. And in my 10 years of living in Denver, we've had the most snowfall that we've had in years. So it's actually quite nice, you know, to see that type of snowpack. And we're going to come out of the spring with good moisture in Denver. So it's good from a farm boy perspective.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Little background about you. Tell us where you grew up, how you ended up with UPL.
I grew up on a grain farm up in Western Canada, actually, up on actually the Alaska Highway, if you can believe it. So very far north when summer days were 21 hours long and we were growing crops on a short season. So grew up on a canola and wheat farm there. Started my career in Canada about 10 years ago. Came down to the U.S. in a company called Arista, which UPL purchased here about 3 years ago. And been working in UPL ever since. And about 2.5 years ago was given the opportunity to run the North American business for UPL.
Let's talk about UPL because some will maybe recognize the name, but the fact is you're growing. How in the world is UPL growing as fast as they are?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, today, it's funny, like we're still a relatively new company in the United States from an awareness standpoint, right? Like when people, and if people know UPL, they would see us kind of, oh, they're a generic provider, right? And I think that this growth over the last couple of years is tied to our purpose, Open Ag, which is about sustainability reimagined. And so, you know, when UPL purchased Arista, it was given an opportunity to really transition our strategy. And so we know we're going to be a strong post-patent provider out of India. We own our own capacity. We're a very strong competitive provider in post-patent technology to growers. But now we're taking that strength, and you know we just launched natural plant protection, a business in the biological space. We're starting to launch brand new differentiated products. We're taking that and taking a look at how can we differentiate, how can we add value around it. And I think that's what growers are starting to see is that, hey, here's UPL that's a solutions provider in the space and not just a generic player. And I think over the next couple of years, as growers get to know UPL, they'll see that.
So I guess the question is, you talk about the you know, launching into new areas. How do you know what farmers want? In other words, do you throw it out there and see if it sticks, or do you have to stop and ask?
Yeah, well, you definitely got to ask. I think that that's what's unique about UPL. If you look at kind of traditional chemical companies or traditional large companies, discovery research companies, right? So they're really looking at a bunch of AIs, finding it and see if it can be useful against a problem, right? But it's really starting from technology, their technology that they have in-house. UPL turned it on its back. So we went out and we took a look and we've identified the crops that we want to focus on. And so corn, soybean, wheat are three crops that we're focused on. We have spent a lot of time over the last couple of years talking to growers about what are their challenges in each of those crops. So, for example, water hemp resistance is a problem for soybean growers. Kochia resistance is a problem for wheat growers. And so we said, okay, now that we understand those problems, we took a look at our Open Ag purpose, which is really around open collaboration, open innovation. And we didn't go in and do discovery research. We've built partnerships from around the globe with technology providers and brought those technologies, vetted them, understood them quickly. And we have an asset, a business today in Raleigh called our Open Ag Center, where we look at those technologies and making sure they're solutions to these problems and then efficiently bringing them to market. That process sometimes takes 3 years, 4 years, versus something that would take 10 years if you started from a traditional approach. And so, you know, that when you ask the question, do we start with asking? We start with asking, and then we look at real-world solutions that we can bring efficiently and effectively to the market to help them quickly.
Really, and maybe I'm wrong here. It sounds like you just described the R&D efforts that you put in, but I'm sure there's more to it.
Yeah, but that is the basic approach, is really having a crop approach, understanding what growers needs, building a network that you can have technologies. And it's interesting, this center we have, the Open Ag Center in Raleigh, North Carolina, it's getting very well known in the globe now. And so we have a lot of technology companies starting to come to us. You know, they know we have it. They know they don't necessarily have a way to the market, but they have a very unique technology. And so it's our R&D efforts. It's really connecting those two things. And, you know, 2-3 years ago, UPL in North America did not have an R&D team in North America. Today, we have over 30 professionals of PhDs and masters working within the North American business, focused on how we add value in our core crops for growers.
Okay. I'm not sure if that's a crystal ball over there or just a glass of water, but we'll pretend it's a crystal ball, okay? When you look into it and you look down the road, what really has Craig excited about the future?
Well, I think first and foremost, I will tell you, Tony, I'm a farm boy. Okay, I grew up on a farm. You asked that question at the beginning. I am really excited, and my family still farms, so I'm very excited about agriculture in North America. I think we have an extremely bright future. You know, we're well positioned for a few food security, food production standpoint for the world. So that excites me, considering I still am well connected to the farm. But within UPL and our ability to serve growers in that area, you know, the investment that we make and the strategy we have, it's agile. It's exciting. It's unique. You know, it's, and when I look at the next couple of years, we started the strategy a couple of years ago. The next couple of years are going to be exciting. We're going to get the fruits of our labor, you know, and how we look at some of the things that we're going to be building and developing and bringing to market.
So good to see you. If we want to reach out and tell you something, maybe through the internet, can we do it that way?
For sure. You can definitely go on our website and connect with us. You know, we have partnerships everywhere across all of the United States. So if you go into your retailer and ask them for their local UPL representative, they'll have that. So, you know, I would take those two easy approaches to connect with us.
So good to see you. We wish you the best, and excited to see how that crystal ball just continues to show what's coming down the road. All the best.
All the best to you, too. Thanks, Tony.
Greg Breckus is regional head for North America for UPL from the 2023 Commodity Classic in Orlando. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.